10 amateur drag performers took the stage at Femme Fatale, Juneau's biggest drag event and main fundraiser for the Alaska AIDS Assistance Association services here in Southeast. Annie Bartholomew profiles a rising drag king who addresses themes of gender and race through performance, arts, and fashion.
In front of a red velvet curtain on the rendezvous stage, Juneau drag king Taquan lays down some fancy footwork to Bobby Brown's Every Little Step. With a fake wireless mic, Taquan lip syncs as the R&B singer, flanked by backup dancers in gold parachute pants. The choreography is straight out of the 90s. Juneau artist Tahir McInnes says her drag persona was inspired by Bobby Brown's portrayal in the BET biopic miniseries, The New Edition Story.
Bobby, he really stood out. He was like, he was awful. He was the worst. And that's kind of what I based my character off of. It's like this bad boy, womanizing, out partying all night, like that type of persona.
Taquan nails the look with a high top fade and suit jacket button low, with extra square shoulder padding. The suit jacket exposes the illusion of pecs in a six-pack. It's a foam costume piece McInnes customized.
So I got the chest plate and I just painted it to like match my skin, and I was kind of shocked that it turned out like spot on for a little Halloween costume chest plate, because I know people spend thousands on materials for drag, padding, chest plates, stuff like that.
Since Taquan's debut in April, McInnes has appeared as the rapper Coolio and the Disney character Powerline from the Goofy movie, crafting head-to-toe looks for each routine. McInnes started sewing when she was just 8 and says it's a trade that runs in her family.
Since I started at such a young age, I've always been interested in fashion. As far as I can remember, I've always been like making clothes or making stuff. So it just came pretty easy to me to, like, I'm just going to whip up a jumpsuit real quick. No big deal. I just roll up to Joann's and say, like, give me a couple yards of this, give me some of that, and make my own patterns, too.
She started a line of clothing and home goods called Melanin Auntie. It features images from her paintings, fantastical mermaids with afros and orcas in space. This month, she was the featured artist for First Friday at Downtown Dames.
I did a pop-up shop, and I had a young black girl come in. She was maybe about 9, and she bought one of my t-shirts that she saw online because she said she's never seen a mermaid that looks like her. And I just let her know, you're beautiful and you don't have to change anything about you, your hair, your skin, or anything. If I can just make one little brown girl in town feel like she's not out of place, like how I felt growing up here, then I've done what I've set out to do.
She's lived in Juneau for more than 20 years, and as herself, says she's repeatedly been mistaken for transgender.
Growing up here in Juneau, I've had people always ask me if I'm trans, if I'm transgender, which I am not, but, you know, I'm not, but I support that community, all my trans sisters, just be you, you know. This is something that has been thrown at me, and after a while I said, you know what, there is no problem with that. I'm going to embrace it. It's not going to hinder me in any way. It doesn't hurt my feelings. And I'm proud of what I'm doing. And if you guys want the man, I'll show you the man.
This weekend, Taquan competed for the first time in Femme Fatale's Locals Night with 4 other kings. In a light-up white fringe jumpsuit, Taquan handed out roses to a medley of Parliament Funkadelic, Marvin Gaye, and Rick James. He took 3rd place. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.
And go to our website at ktoo.org to see images of Taquan's many looks and pictures of McInnes' designs from Melanin Auntie.